Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Debbie Meyer back on the show. Debbie, one of the great entrepreneurs of our time, one of the great inventors of our time. She sells her products all over the planet, the green bags, the green boxes, on and on. I don't know. She's got a sponge. It's like an amazing sponge. She's got a cake cutter, folks, that's just unbelievable. I've worn out several with my cakes and my pies, puddings. You can use them with cobblers. You could even use them with a donut, probably. She's our good friend Debbie Meyer. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Jim. I love the way you describe it.
The green bag and the green box. How many other green things have you got?
Oh, my goodness. I've sold over hundreds of millions of the green boxes and well over a billion of my green bags.
Wow. How about that, folks? Pretty exciting. And yet she still comes back on our show. How about that? Hey, Debbie, you're a global entrepreneur. You're a global inventor. You make a difference. You got a lot of stuff going on. And you've been working from home like everybody else. Tell us about that. How'd that go?
Different now because now our office every once in a while when I have to, but mostly it's from home, and it is different now. Excuse me. And I'm actually trying to educate many people who try to reach me because they know I am at home, thinking, well, she's home. I can just, you know, call and chat.
Oh, yeah.
I've actually had conversations with people who say, well, what do you do there?
Oh,
what
no.
What do you think I'm doing?
I'm making payroll here. What do you think I'm doing?
Yeah. Do you remember FloJo, the Olympic runner?
Oh, yeah.
Florence. Well, she was famous for saying something. A reporter one day said to her, well, what are you doing out there? When you're getting ready for a race, what are you doing out there? And she looked at her and said, what do you think I'm doing out here? I'm working out here. You think I am thinking about poetry? I'm thinking 1, 2, 3, jump. And I thought that was brilliant because it really tried to make somebody understand. Just because you don't understand what they do doesn't mean they're not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding.
Know?
Yeah,
it's about boundaries.
Well, you know, and we work, we have office, we have an, I have an office downtown. We work every day, but I was telling somebody this weekend, we do something for our business 365 and a fourth days a year. And people who don't have small businesses like we do and like you do, they don't understand that sometimes you even do a little work on Saturday or maybe even Sunday morning.
And, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And when you're at home, but now, as you say, people are sequestered at home. A lot of people are. I haven't been. I've continued to go to the office, but a lot of people have. And so how has it been? How has it worked out for you?
For me, it works out great, to tell you the truth, because I don't have – well, I never really did keep actual office hours. But I find now, because I do a lot of work with people overseas and time changes.
Right.
Well, again, yesterday we had another one. It makes a difference because I can set an alarm clock. If I have to, I get up, do the calls I have to do, and go back to bed.
Huh.
And then wake up again a little while later and get to, you know, regular work. But I'm fascinated by the number of people who don't even understand, and they're working at home also. You know, there's many people who are here in the United States who I deal with who are working from home. I don't understand what they don't understand about being at least we're doing. Because I have full bathrooms and not hanging on the back of the door. The people looking like they've been pulled through a booth.
But you've always had to get up. The coronavirus hasn't changed your work around the world. You've always had to do that, haven't you? Because the time zones, the time zones didn't change. People still get up. The sun's still on the other side of the planet in the middle of our night, isn't it?
You bet. And also being on television, being on live TV, on shopping channels around the world, that's 24 hours.
You wear makeup all the time. You never take your makeup off. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and ladies, you're going to hate her for this. I've seen Debbie. I've met her. She doesn't need makeup. She doesn't need makeup. She just gets up and maybe runs her. She runs her fingers through her hair for a little bit. From the bed, get the pillow hair on. You know, maybe that's it. But otherwise, she's just like a little glowing face makeup at all. 20 Tail, right back. We're going to talk some more with our good friend Debbie Meyer right after the break. I'm Jim Blassing. Again. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.